This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 7 for Friday, August 6th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts are stronger Friday morning, as ongoing concerns over the size of this year's crop kept prices well supported. Canola up $3 to $7, November up $5.70 at $885.10 per ton. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, and a softer tone in the Canadian dollar were all supportive. The November contract moved back above its 20-day moving average, and that encouraged some additional speculative buying interest from a technical standpoint. Forecasts call for more moderate temperatures and widespread precipitation across many growing areas of Western Canada over the next week before a return to hot and dry conditions. In the U.S., soybeans and wheat are higher, while corn narrowly mixed. Soybeans up 6 cents in the November contract at $13.35 per bushel. Chart-based positioning ahead of the weekend was a feature. The nearby Midwestern forecasts are calling for widespread rain that, if realized, would be coming at a key time for the development of the U.S. crop. The USDA did announce private export sales of 131,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning, which was a bit supportive. Updated yield estimates from the USDA will be released next week, Wednesday, and market opinions are divided on whether or not the yields will be up or down from the previous forecast. The corn market also seeing some consolidation ahead of next week's USDA supply-demand report. The September contract down 2 cents at $5.54 per bushel. Midwestern weather is also a factor in corn, with traders waiting to see how much rain falls over the weekend. Wheat, it's higher to start the day. The Minneapolis spring wheat up 12 cents in September at $9.15 per bushel. Kansas City 11 cents higher in September at $7.03 per bushel. And Chicago up 5 cents in September at $7.18 per bushel. Production issues in a number of wheat-growing regions of the world, including the drought in North American spring wheat areas and excessive moisture in parts of Europe, provided support. France's wheat harvest is about two-thirds done, according to reports out of that country. That's well behind the 97% average for this time of year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, August 6th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.